The Duros turned to the nearest dispenser and filled two mugs with a thick amber liquid. Luke pulled a 10-credit voucher from his pocket, but the Duros waved it off.
Nobody pays here.
Nobody pays, Saba echoed. This one doesn't believe you.
A hint of indignation permeated the force. Then the Duros shrugged and looked back to the Verpine musicians. Saba studied him for a moment, then glanced at Luke.
This one is tired. She will find a seat.
She took a sip from her mug, then started to work her way deeper into the cantina. The Duros looked as though he wished Luke would join her, but Luke remained where he was, pouring camaraderie and goodwill into the force. The Duros' aloofness did not melt until Saba raised a storm of angry jabbering by taking an empty seat in front of an Ewok.
This should be interesting.
The Duros grinned.
That little Ewok has a death mark in 10 systems.
You don't say. Luke took a sip of Membrosia. Have you been here long?
Too long,
the Duros said.
Turns out Lysel doesn't use processing chips, and now I can't get a cargo out.
Is that a common problem?
Common, but not a problem.
The Duros waved his hand vaguely in the direction of the Membrosia dispensers.
Everything's free, and you can stay as long as you want.
Very generous, Luke said. What's the catch?
Isn't one,
the Duros said.
Except you get used to it and then you don't want to leave.
That sounds like a catch to me, Luke said.
Depends on how you look at it,
the Duros admitted.
Especially if you have obligations at home.
Why don't you just take your chips back to the known galaxy? Luke asked.
Too dangerous.
The Duros cocked his big head toward Luke.
Already had 5 Jedi come through on my tail. That's when I decided to dump the load.
You sure the Jedi were looking for you?
Who else would they be looking for?
Luke stepped closer to the Duros and lowered his voice. Were the Jedi fairly young, a couple of humans with a bearable and a Wookiee?
And a Twi'lek.
The Duros' voice grew suspicious.
How'd you know?
I've got a little problem of my own with them, Luke said. And I don't want to find them waiting at my next stop. Know where they went?
Sorry,
the Duros said.
You need to ask Lysel.
Out of the corner of his eye, Luke saw that Saba was on her way over, a furry little Ewok at her side. It was the Ewok she had sat in front of earlier, with a single white stripe running diagonally across a stocky body that was otherwise as black as space. They stopped in front of Luke. Who's your friend?
Tarfang, Saba replied. He says he can help us find our friends.